We continue with Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Daf Gimel Lamed Aleph. We're going to begin 13 lines from the top of the page, the word Ve'ema, which is the first word on the line. The Gemara begins by returning to the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan, which was cited on the previous summit on Beis Amid Beis. Rabbi Yochanan, who's coming in on the Mishnah, right? So the Mishnah taught us that Be'echad B'Nisan Rosh Hashanah Limlachim, that the first of the month of Nisan is considered to be Rosh Hashanah Limlachim. And then Rabbi Yochanan tried to explain, how do we know that when it comes to Malachim, Ein Monan Lehem Elami Nisan, that we count from Nisan? And Rabbi Yochanan's proof was based partially on the premise that we count Yetzias Mitzrayim from Nisan, right? Of course, we know that Yetzias Mitzrayim occurred in the month of Nisan. That's not a matter of debate. That's explicit in the Pasuk. The question, however, is when we count years since, that event of Yetzias Mitzrayim, so from which month of the year do we count that event? So Rabbi Yochanan is of the assumption that the counting of the year since Yetzias Mitzrayim begins on the first of Nisan. So now the Gemara says, Ve'ema Rosh Hashanah Iyar. Maybe the beginning of the new year of counting, since Yetzias Mitzrayim is on the first of Iyar. So says the Gemara, Lo Sukkah Daitach. Such a thought should not enter your mind, because the pasuk says, Vayehi v'chodesh harishon b'shanah hashenis b'chod l'chodesh hukam ha-mishkan. On the one hand, the pasuk says, on the first month of the second year, on the first of the month, the Mishkan was hukam, the Mishkan was erected. So here the pasuk tells us that on Rosh Chodesh, of the first month of Nisan, the second year since Yetzias Mitzrayim, so hukam ha-mishkan. And it also says, Vayi bashana shenis, bachodesh ha-sheni, na'aleh ha'anon mi'al mishkan ha'edus. It says that in the second year, on the second month, so now this is no longer the first month of Nisan, but the second month of Iyar, on the 20th day, the anon, the cloud, was lifted from upon the Mishkan. So says the Gemara, Midakoy b'Nisan v'kari la shana shenus, from the fact that the Torah refers to an event that takes place in Nisan as the second year, v'koy b'Iyar v'kari la shana shenus, and the Torah refers to an event which occurs in the following month, the second month of Iyar, also as the second year, Mechlal de Rosh Hashanah lav Iyar hu. So that clearly implies and demonstrates that Iyar is not considered Rosh Hashanah, because if it would be, then it would refer to that event which occurs on the 20th of Iyar as the third year. So essentially the Gemara shows us that it cannot be that Iyar is considered to be Rosh Hashanah, because the Pasuk refers to an event which occurs in the month of Nisan and an event which occurs in the month of Iyar, both being in the second year. So it says in Gemara, okay, so Ve'ema Rosh Hashanah Sivan. So maybe we should say that the following month, the month of Sivan, is considered Rosh Hashanah. Says the Gemara, Lo Sukkah Daitach, that also can't enter your mind. Because the Pasuk says, B'chodesh HaShlishi Latzeis B'nei Yisrael Mi'eretz Mitzrayim. In the third month, that's the month of Sivan, since the Yetzias Mitzrayim, since the exodus of Egypt, so they came to Midbar Sinai. The Misa says the Gemara, now if it would be true, as we're suggesting now possibly, that Sivan is considered Rosh Hashanah, so B'chodesh HaShlishi B'Hashana HaShenis Latzeis Miboile. The Pasuk should say, in the third month of Sivan, in the second year, right? So clearly, we see that Sivan is not a Rosh Hashanah, right? Because we know that Yetzias Mitzrayim preceded Maimed Har Sinai by several months, not by a year. So the Torah identifies it as the third month in the first year. If in fact Rosh Chodesh Sivan would be considered Rosh Hashanah, so then it would say in the second year. So we see from here clearly that Sivan could not be considered the Rosh Hashanah. It says Gemara Ve'ema Tammuz, Ve'ema Av, Ve'ema Adar, but we could still say that maybe Rosh Hashanah is in any one of the subsequent months, such as Tammuz and Av and Adar. Rashi points out that the Gemara is very specific and deliberate in terms of the months that are mentioned here, because all of the months in between Av and Shvat so were already excluded previously. The Gemara demonstrated that those could not be considered Rosh Hashanah of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So therefore the Gemara is still questioning, but there are still some remaining months which we cannot seem to prove. So based on this, the Gemara now presents us with another Shita. Elam Rabbi Lazar, we have to come up with another way of demonstrating how we know that we count Yetzias Mitzrayim from Nisan. Elam Rabbi Lazar Mehocha. Gemara says from here, the pasuk says Vayochel livnos b'chodesh hasheni b'sheni b'shnas arba l'malchuso, that Shlomo Melech begins to build the Beis Hamikdash b'chodesh hasheni, which means in the second month, which is Iyar, b'sheni, which means in the second. We'll have to explain in a moment what that means. B'shnas arba l'malchuso, in the fourth year of his malchus. So says Gemara, my sheni. What does it mean when it says sheni? Now, we're not talking about the first reference to sheni in the pasuk. The first reference to sheni is clear. It says b'chodesh hasheni, the second month. That, of course, is the month of Iyar. But it says b'chodesh hasheni b'sheni. What does that second sheni mean? So says Gemara, lav sheni liyerach shemon bo l'malchuso. Does it not, after all, mean that this means the second month after the month from which the king's reign is counted? In other words, the pasuk is defining Iyar as being the second month of the king's year, because the king's year begins in the month of Nisan. So we see that Nisan is going to be Rosh Hashanah l'mlachim. So says the Gemara, Maskevla Ravina. Ravina says, Ve'ema sheni b'chodesh. You can't prove that that's necessarily what it means. Maybe when it says b'sheni, it means the second of the month. Maybe this just means the date of the month. So it says Gemara, Kain sheni b'chodesh behelyo havikasiv be. If that's what the pasuk would have meant, it would have said explicitly b'sheni b'chodesh, the second of the month. So it says Gemara, Ve'ema b'sheni b'shabbos. Maybe what it means is the second day of the week. Maybe it means Monday. So it says Gemara, that can't be. Chada delo ashkechon sheni b'shabbos dichsiv. First of all, we do not find that the Torah anywhere refers to, or Tanakh for that matter, that the Psukim and Tanakh anywhere refer to days of the week by their number relative to Shabbos. But we are very familiar and accustomed to referring to days of the week as Echad b'Shabbos, Sheni b'Shabbos, Shlishi b'Shabbos. However, the Tanakh doesn't do that. Such form of identification is not found in the Torah. Tosfos points out that it would seem there's an exception to that rule, and that is a very famous pasuk in the beginning of the Torah. The Torah tells us, Vayere vayivoker yom sheni. So we do find that the Torah itself does refer to days of the week by their number, but Tosfos points out that that's an exception. Tosfos quotes Yerushalmi that tells us we cannot bring a raya from Briyoso Shel Olam. But other than that, the Torah, Tanakh, does not refer to days of the week by their number. So therefore, said the Gemara, it can't be that when it says in this pasuk, "Vayochel livnos b'chodesh hasheni b'sheni," that it's talking about the second day of the week. Va'od, says the Gemara, "Makisheni basra l'sheni kama." Furthermore, says the Gemara, it makes sense that we should compare sheni, the latter sheni in the pasuk, to the first. Right, ma sheni kama chodesh, just like the first sheni is clearly a reference to a month. So av sheni b'chodesh. So too, the second reference is also a reference to a month. So based on this, Rabbi Lazar proves his makar for this idea that the Rosh Hashanah Melachim, the new year for the kings, are counted from the month of Nisan. The Gemara now continues and says, Tanya kavasei Rabbi Yochanan. We find that there's a braisa that teaches like Rabbi Yochanan. Now Tosos points out that we've already excluded Rabbi Yochanan, we've refuted Rabbi Yochanan Shita in the previous Gemara. So when the Gemara now quotes a braisa that supports the position of Rabbi Yochanan, it's not really coming as a complete support, but rather this braisa is going to go on to incorporate not only the Psukim Rabbi Yochanan quoted, but the Pasuk of Rabbi Elazar as well. So the braisa over here points out, and this is Tosfos points out, that we really need both of the Shitas together to sort of demonstrate this idea that Rosh Hashanah L'mlachim is from Nisan. And this braisa essentially just goes ahead and quotes all the psukim that were mentioned earlier in this sugya, and does not reconstruct it the way the sugya did for us initially, but it serves as a helpful review. I certainly encourage you to go back after reading this braisa and read the psukim again within the original context. This is a way to the chazer what it was that exactly Rabbi Yochanan taught. But Tanya Kavasei de Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara says, his a braisa like Rabbi Yochanan, minayin she'en monu lehel memlachem el minisan. From where do we know that we count the years of kings from Nisan? Shenemar, the Pasuk says, vayihi bashmonim shana v'arba meyoshana, letzeis b'nei Yisrael mi'eretz Mitzrayim. First, the Pasuk says, it was 480th year after Yitzias Mitzrayim. Uksiv, and it says, vayal Aaron HaKohen el hor hor al pi Hashem. As we had seen previously, the Gemara quoted the Pasuk of Aaron HaKohen ascending Hor, and we've seen previously that this is identified specifically as being in the 40th year of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Chsiv ahi barbo imshana b'ashtei asar chodesh. It was in the 40th year in the 11th month. Chsiv, it says, acharei ha-koso ha-sichon. Va'omer, the pasuk says, va'yishma ha-knani. Va'omer, va'yiru kolaydo ki gava aron. Va'omer, va'yihi b'chodesh ha-rishon b'shana ha-shenis. Va'omer, va'yihi b'shana ha-shenish b'chodesh ha-sheni. Va'omer, b'chodesh ha-shlishi j'leteis b'nei Yisrael. Va'omer, va'yochel livnos. So over here, the Braisa essentially just went ahead and repeated all the psukim that the Gemara had previously presented as a way of building a proof that Rosh Hashanah Limlachim is counted from Nisan. This Braisa supports essentially the Yeshiva of Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar, who together, again, as explains to Tosos over here, prove that we see from the Torah that Rosh Hashanah Limlachim is from Nisan.